Welcome in. Today we're doing super practical beginner drum and bass lesson in Ableton Live, bass phrase writing around sample chops. This is one of those skills that instantly makes your loop sound like it has intention. Because indeed NB, a lot of the attitude isn't just the sound design, it's the conversation. Your chopped vocal or rave stab says something, and the bass replies. And when that call and response is locked in, the whole track feels like it's rolling forward on rails. By the end, you'll have an 8-bar loop that's arranged in a simpler than A' structure. Bars 1 to 4 establish the idea, and bars 5 to 8 give you one clean, DJ-friendly variation. Alright, let's set up. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere in the 170 to 176 zone works, but 174 is a great center point. Now make 3 MIDI tracks, one for drums, one for chops, and one for bass. Before we touch bass, put down a simple drum pattern. Keep it classic. Kick on beat 1 and beat 3. Snare on 2 and 4, and closed hats on the offbeats. Dance, nothing fancy. This matters, because writing bass to silence is like trying to dance without music. DNB bass phrasing only makes sense when it's reacting to the groove. Next, let's build chops that leave gaps. Grab a sample, a vocal phrase, a chord stab, a one-shot, even a creepy atmosphere. Drag it onto your chops MIDI track so it loads into simpler. In simpler, switch to slice mode. Set slice by to transients. If it's a really rhythmic loop and transients aren't behaving, you can try beat, but transients is usually the fast beginner win. If timing feels messy, turn warp on so it sits with the grid. Now, don't overcompose here. Your job is to make a simple 1-bar or 2-bar chop pattern that leaves holes. Here's an easy 1-bar idea. A hit right on 1.1, another hit around 1.2.3, and another hit on 1.4. The key is that space between them. Those gaps are not empty. Those gaps are where the bassline gets to talk. Quick vibe polish on the chops. Turn on simpler's filter. Set it to a low pass 24 dB slope. Bring the cutoff down somewhere around 6 to 12 kHz to tame harshness. Add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just to give it some bite. Then add a delay. Try ping-pong delay at 1/8 or 3/16. Keep feedback modest, like 15 to 30%. And very important, filter the delay so it doesn't throw low-frequency mud everywhere. High pass the delay return around 200 to 400 Hz. Now we're going to pick a bass sound that's easy to control. On the bass track, load wave-eatable. Start simple, ideally a sine-like sub or an init patch. Oscillator 1, sine or something close to sine in basic shapes. If you want a touch of character, bring in oscillator 2 very quietly, but keep it subtle. We're learning phrasing today, not hiding the stakes behind a monster patch. Set your amp envelope like this. Attack basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds. Sustain lower than you think, like minus 6 to minus 12 dB, or even lower. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. This is important because beginners often accidentally write organ bass, where everything sustains forever. In drum and bass, that usually kills the groove. We want the bass to speak in short phrases. After wave-eatable, add saturator. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then add EQ 8. Don't low-cut your sub. Leave the low end intact. If it sounds boxy, you can try a gentle dip somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz, but don't overdo it. Next, choose a key and an anchor note. Pick something simple like F minor or G minor. Let's say F minor for this lesson. Your anchor note is your home bass. Put it in the sub range, like F1. Most of your notes will orbit that one note, and that's not boring. That's how a lot of effective DNB works. Now make sure your chops are roughly in key. If the sample is off, you can transpose the clip, or transpose inside simpler. It doesn't have to be perfect, but if the bass is in key and your rhythm is locked, you're most of the way there. Now we get to the core concept. Call and response using slots. Look at your chop MIDI pattern. Where do the chops hit? Those are the foreground words. The bass is the sentence between those words. So instead of stacking bass notes directly on top of every chop hit, we're going to place bass notes in the spaces right after, right before, or sometimes lightly with the chop. Here's a coaching trick. Mute the bass track for a moment. Loop your drums and chops, and literally clap along with the chops for a minute, or tap a key. You're trying to feel where a bass hit wants to land naturally. If you can clap a convincing rhythm, you can draw it in MIDI. That's a huge skill. Now let's write a 2-bar bass phrase. Set your grid to 1/16. We're going for that rolling DNB feeling, so think in short notes, 16th notes and 8th notes, not long sustains. Here's a beginner-friendly rhythm template you can steal right now. In bar 1, play short notes around these positions. Beat 1 right on the downbeat, then a quick 1 on 1.1.3, then 1.2.2, then 1.3, then 1.3.3, then 1.4.2. Keep them short. Try 16th note lengths first. If it feels too chattery, some of them can beat 8ths, but keep it tight. Then in bar 2, copy the same rhythm but change one thing. Remove a hit, or move one hit slightly. That tiny change is how you get motion without rewriting the whole bass line. Now pitch. Most notes should be F1. That's your anchor. Then add just one or two notes per bar that jump to a supporting tone. Good options are the 5th, C2, for lift, the flat 7, Eb2, for darker tension, and the octave, F2, for emphasis, but don't spam the octave or it starts to sound like a melody line. A simple rule, most notes are F1. One or two notes per bar can be C2 or Eb2. If you want a little statement, sprinkle in one F2 at the end of a phrase. Now, before you even mix, do a quick clash test. Temporarily transpose your bass MIDI up 12 semitones, just for a moment. Listen quietly. If the rhythm feels tight and groovy up there, it'll usually translate back down into sub. If it feels messy when it's pitched up, that's not an EQ problem, that's a rhythm problem. Fix the rhythm first. Now let's interlock bass and chops with sidechain so it stays clean. On the bass track, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. For the sidechain input, choose your kick. This is usually essential in DNB. Set ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. Attack fast, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see maybe 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. When the kick hits, listen carefully to the release. If it's too fast, it can get clicky or pump in a weird way. If it's too slow, the bass never comes back and your groove feels like it's suffocating. Optional, but really effective. Add a second compressor after that, and sidechain it to the chops track. Same idea, but gentler. Aim for about 2 to 5 dB of ducking when the chop hits. This is how you keep the chop feeling like it's on top without just turning it up. Now let's turn our 2-bar idea into an 8-bar phrase. Then A prime. Bars 1 to 4 are A. Keep it consistent. Let the listener learn the hook. In DNB, repetition is power. Bars 5 to 8 are A prime. One intentional change. Not 5 changes. 1. Pick one approach. You can do a rhythm variation, like removing a bass hit in bar 6, then adding a syncopated hit in bar 8, or do a pitch variation, like a tiny walk up into the loop restart. For example, Eb2 to F2 right at the end, or do a micro fill, a quick burst of 2 or 3 16th notes right before bar 1 comes back. Here's a really DJ-friendly trick. Keep the exact same rhythm for the whole 8 bars, but change only the last note of bar 4 and the last note of bar 8. That's it. It creates that illusion of progression while staying loopable. Now a couple quick mix moves so it hits like a record. On the bass, put utility. Make sure your sub is mono. If you don't have a dedicated bass mono button in your version, set width very low, like 0 to 30%. Sub should be centered. Always. On the chops, add EQ8 and high pass them. Somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz is typical. The exact number depends on the sample, but the goal is simple. Chops should not be competing with the bass for the low end. If the bass is clouding the mix, do a small dip around 250 to 500 Hz on the bass, but keep it gentle. We're not trying to hollow it out. Just make space. If you want some vibe, add reverb to the chops only. Decay around 0.8 to 1.5 seconds. And make sure the reverb is high passed or echoed so it's not adding low end wash. Cut below about 200 to 400 Hz. Now, quick coach notes that make a big difference. First, try using one rhythmic motif per 2 bars, like a signature double hit. Maybe 2 quick 16ths that show up once every 2 bars. That becomes your identity, and everything else supports it. Beginners often write 4 different rhythms in 1 bar, and it just feels random. Second, decide if the bass is answering or shadowing in each moment. Answering means the bass hits right after the chop, classic call and response. Shadowing means a quieter, shorter bass hit happens with the chop. Then a bigger bass hit follows. That keeps it connected without masking. Third, use velocity. Yes, even on bass. Give strong accents at phrase starts, like bar 1 beat 1 and bar 3 beat 1. Medium velocity for most notes. Light ghost notes for motion. And if you can't really hear velocity changes, a low drive saturator makes dynamics more audible by adding harmonics. If you run into clicks on very short notes, Don't pack. That's usually envelope edges, not distortion. Add a tiny bit of attack, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, or increase release by 10 to 30 milliseconds. If you want to go darker and heavier later, here's the upgrade path. Split your base into two layers. One sublayer that stays stable and clean, low past around 90 to 120 HC, and one mid layer high past around 120 HC, where you can add saturation and auto filter movement without messing up the sub. That's how you get movement and growl while keeping the low end solid. Alright, mini practice assignment you can do in 15 minutes. Pick a vocal stab or rave chord. Make a one bar chop pattern with three hits and clear gaps. Write a two bar bass phrase using only two pitches, your root, like F1, and one extra note, like C2 or Eb2. Sidechain the bass to the kick so it ducks around 3 to 5 dB. Duplicate it out to 8 bars, and add one variation in bar 8. Either remove a note, or do a tiny 16th note fill. Then export a quick bounce and listen away from the DAW at low volume. Ask yourself, can you follow the conversation? Does it feel like the bass is replying to the chops? Quick recap to lock it in. Make chops with intentional gaps. Use a simple bass sound so rhythm and note choice are obvious. Write bass's call and response. Chops speak, bass fills the space. Keep pitch minimal. Root plus one or two supporting notes. Use sidechain and EQ so the low end stays clean. And arrange it as a then A prime over 8 bars with one intentional change. If you tell me what kind of chop you're using and roughly where it hits in the bar, I can suggest a couple bass rhythm motifs that usually interlock perfectly with that spacing.